blanking on the ineligible receiver downfield. Lineman downfield. Man, this is why you respect refs. People want to complain about them, but they have to learn so many things to even be on that field. They've done a great job. 4th and 15, ball's hiked. He throws the ball. It's overthrown. Oh, no, it was okay. There was another receiver back there. That was a beautifully thrown ball that was thrown, but it was defended by the Swarming Screaming Eagle, who jumped up and batted it down. If he didn't do that, that ball was going to land gently into the chest of the receiver. Oh, great defense. And another turnover on downs by the tenacious Shawamigan Screaming Eagles with 36 seconds left in this third quarter. You would think that they would just run the clock down to the fourth quarter, but they might just throw another bubble screen for 80 yards. Let's find out. All right, Dominic Seabury on the right. Is that Will Cross on the left? Mason Slot on the right side. Norson backfield. Tonio shotgun. Mason in motion, ball hiked. It's a pitch to Norson, who's going to carry it up the field. Unfortunately, he had to stop, and he's going to lose yardage on that one. He was dancing too much, trying to make the big play happen. Aiden Haas, great tackle there, playing good offense, good defense. All right, 2nd and 12 after the 2-yard loss on that play. I actually liked the initial part of that play better. They would just did a handoff to Mason. If they didn't reverse it, I think he gets about 4 or 5 yards. All right, they're going to call that the quarter. All righty, we're moving into fourth quarter football here on Friday night. Swamming and Screaming Eagles lead 40-24 against the Prentice Buccaneers in Prentice. When we come back, we'll have more football for you here on 103.1 Trail Mix. Don't go anywhere.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our communities.
Get the best seat in the house at Shawamigan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectional sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and Up North-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Shawamigan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
Welcome back to Friday Night Football here on 103.1 Trail Mix. Home of the Swamigan Screaming Eagles. We're in Prentice right now playing the Buccaneers and leading 40-24. Fourth quarter is about to be underway, and I want to take a quick moment to thank all the fans and support staff and paramedics and everyone that's come out. It's been a great game to watch so far, and here we go. We still got 12 more minutes, and it is about to be underway. Norson in motion, receives the handoff, and just runs into a bunch of defenders, gets tackled, but not without a flag being thrown. It is holding on the offense, and the Buccaneers are going to say, thank you very much. We will push it to 2nd and 22. All right, they're just discussing now if they want to move, because he might decline it. He might take third. No, he's going to take the play. So it's going to be 2nd and 22 now. Eagles do not want to be moving backwards, because here's the thing. There's still 12 minutes of this game. I mean, you're only leading by 16. That's 2-score possession. I truly believe that, especially at this level of play, no lead is safe outside of like 30 points up. So, my goodness, I think the Eagles, even though you're down, you still want to be aggressive. Even though you're up, you still want to be aggressive. Wide receiver left, Mason in the backfield. Hiked. It's going to be handed off. He's going to throw deep. He's got a receiver, and it is caught by Marcus Purdy, who then turns it up the field, and he's gone. 30, 20, 10, 5, and touchdown. Oh, my gosh. Take a lot of bit of skill and a little bit of luck on that. I'll go into that in a second. And you get a Suwamish Screaming Eagle touchdown. What I say, stay aggressive, and they did. The score is now 46-24. The ball was a handoff to Mason, who threw a pass for the first time this game. It's a post route 30 yards down the field. Marcus Purdy got great separation from the corner. However, the ball was a tad underthrown, so the defender caught up, and both the defender and the receiver tipped the ball in the air, and then the ball landed into Marcus Purdy's hands. And then he turned left and just ran free. What an incredible catch, incredible play, and a good adjustment, and the Eagles prove how explosive they can truly be. Another 80-yard touchdown, cha-ching, in the bank. Two-point conversion. It is a handoff to Antonio, and he's going to get in the end zone, and they convert, moving that score up 48-24. That is a big, big play. Wow, that was awesome. I said stay aggressive. I didn't think it was going to be running back passes the ball deep aggressive, but wow, that was huge. And with that, the Eagles can now, what they can really do is, I mean, honestly, there's no game plan shift here. You don't want to go into a weird mode where you give up a big touchdown. Because, like, Aiden and Zachary, if they get any daylight, they're just, no one's catching them. So the Eagles, you kind of have to treat this game like it's 0-0. You just can't let up. Because if you give up a couple big-time scores, a turnover here, this can flip. Because there's still plenty of time in the fourth quarter. There's 11 minutes and 39 seconds left. That's the whole quarter, basically. And here we go. We're going to have kickoff. Can the Buccaneers capitalize? It is a behind the kid. It is recovered. That is, Norson Rodriguez just froze my brain on broadcast. I couldn't even explain what just happened. He ran up to the ball, and he did like a soccer kick behind his foot. And it was a really good onside attempt. The ball went about 9 yards before the Buccaneers fell on top of it. So Buccaneers get the ball right to the 50-yard line. Great field position. I mean, I'm kind of sitting here. I feel like the Eagles should absolutely kick this ball off as far as they can and force the Buccaneers to go all the way down the field with their run game. All right, two wide receivers, one on each side. Aiden with the ball. Looking left, looks right, looks left, looks right again. Throws it deep. And it's going to be almost picked off by Will Krause, who absolutely had the angle. He tried to adjust to it, had the chance, and it bounced off his hands. Oh, man, that would have been a dagger if he picked that off. But, alas, he didn't. Second and 10 at the 50-yard line. Buccaneers have another chance. We have a timeout called by the Buccaneers here. And so with that, we're going to go to commercial here for a little bit more. Here on 103.1 Trail Mix, the Eagles lead 48-24 over the Buccaneers. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free, too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right. Welcome back to 103.1 Trail Mix, home of the Suwamish and Screaming Eagles. The Eagles are leading 48-24. They have all the momentum right now as the Buccaneers have finally been forced to switch up their offense. They are no longer running the dual tailbacks. They have Aiden as quarterback, and they have Zachary as the wide receiver. Aiden keeps the direct snap, gets through a couple guys, cuts and laps, breaks his third tackle, fourth tackle, fifth tackle, and he finally gets tackled to the ground. My goodness, there's only eight guys on the field. If Aiden was playing the how many guys it takes to tackle me, the answer is all of them. Huge play. Went about 20 yards, 24, 22 yards on that play. It was just a direct snap, wildcat, run forward. Here, I literally said out loud it forced them to change their play. No, it didn't. It just looked different. They still ran up the middle, and they got a zillion yards. Buccaneers sticking to the game plan. Let's go. All right, they're getting their play, and now they're in Eagle territory. See what they can do. All right, under center. Aiden is two wide receivers right. He hikes the ball. He slips, and he's down. Oh, he was going to cut up the field, and he slipped into the from his cleat. All right. So it's going to be about a two-yard loss, so we're looking at second and 12 at the 30-yard line. Nice job by the Brewers so far tonight. They got themselves another base hit. What's the inning right now? Bottom of the seventh. The Brewers lead 5-2 right now. All right, back to the Schwamm against Screaming Eagles game here in Prentice. All right, ball hiked to Aiden. He holds, getting the blocker. He gets it. Nice job by number 21, and it's going to be a successful tackle by Mason Pahokee. Number three is asking for a penalty, but I just didn't see where it was. He got thrown to the ground. All righty. Third and 10, Buccaneers at their at the Eagles' 27-yard line. You think he was asking for a face mask there? I think he... Yeah, okay. Well, he got pushed from the back. No. Okay. Substitutions made on the Eagles side. Number 75 is coming in. I believe that's Ian. That is. Senior. Yes, 6'3". All right. Ball hiked. It's thrown quickly, and it's nice deflection. I see a penalty flag on the ground. False start. Oh, that's going to push them back. All righty. We're waiting to see. I didn't even know you could. Huh? That wasn't a false start, was it? Oh, legal shift. All right. They're going to decline the illegal shift, and then it's going to be fourth and 10. Okay. There we go. Sorry, I had to consult the other guys in the booth to figure out what was going on, because at first second I was like, you can't decline a false start. Yeah. All right, here we go. We're back in. Fourth and 10, big down for the Buccaneers. Huge down. They got to get a first down here. Keep this game alive as they trail 48-24. All right. Aiden under center. Zachary in the backfield. Ball hiked. Looking downfield. He's got a receiver. He's open, and it's still deflected by Mason. He does a good job of, he doesn't see where the ball's at. He just knows the ball's being thrown in his direction, so he just kind of throws his hands behind him, gets his hand on the ball, deflects it to the ground, turnover on down, and that tenacious Schwamm against Screaming Eagles defense is coming alive. Turnover on downs, and the Eagles have 9 minutes and 9 seconds left to bleed off this clock to try to end this game. Here's the thing. You want first downs. And right now, that defensive line for the Buccaneers has still been winning the trench game. So I don't know how much running you necessarily want to do here. But you're going to want to keep that clock moving. One wide receiver right. Is that Norson in the backfield? I think it is. Dominic Seabury with the snap. And it's a RPO. Dominic holds the ball. He's able to dodge two tacklers, three tacklers, and get out of bounds. And although a great gain, goes out of bounds and stops the clock.
Dominic
Seabury. Seabury did a good job there. 9 minutes and 2 seconds remain in this game. All right. Receiver set up wide. That's Marcus Purdy on the left side. Norson in the backfield. Dominic Seabury gets the snap. Hands it to Norson, and Norson's just going to be flooded and absolutely dominated. Two-yard loss. Buccaneers absolutely swarm him. Nice job. That was a no-hope run. He handed that off, and Norson was like, well, there is nowhere to go, and I have no speed to get there. My goodness. Norson basically got the handoff and was already being taken down. Great job by the winning the upfront battle there for the Buccaneers. And the clock begins to move. 8 minutes and 30 seconds remain in this game. Eagles lead 48-24, and they have the ball. Third down and about 4 yards to go, maybe a little bit more. Four wide receivers, ball hiked. Antonio pump fakes, gets underneath the pass rush, throws it deep. He's got a receiver, and he overthrows Norson just barely. Oh, great job. We have a flag. Man, Norson ran a great route there. Antonio, great job of dodging the defender. However, it'll most likely be a holding call on the Eagles. So they're going to see if he declines it, it's fourth down. But if he accepts it, it's third and 14. They're going to take the penalty, third and 13. Looking like they are. Let's see. And nope. He decides, nope, just kidding. I'm going to decline the penalty, and that'll move it to fourth and four. Eagles staying aggressive. What's punting when you can just go for it? All right, four wide receivers. All right. Ball hiked. Antonio throws it. It's a completed catch to Marcus Purdy. Nice job. That was a risky play. He runs the slant, and he has to catch it really close to the ground. A good job by the Eagles to convert on a risky. That was risky. They were in their own territory, and the Buccaneers absolutely needed a break there. Couldn't get it, and there we go. And 8 minutes just happened on the clock. Eagles get the first down, first and 10 at their own 45. Eagles, perfect world. You probably bleed another 4 minutes off this clock. All right. Ball hiked. And Dominic holds on to the ball, and he's going to get absolutely sacked. Great job by number 85 of the Buccaneers. That is Chase. He gets back there. Chase, he's a junior, absolutely blew that play up and brought him to the ground. That is a huge loss. What is that? 9 yards? 8 yard loss? I'm hearing to my left here. Second and 17 after that sack. Big, big play by the defender. All right, four wide receivers, two on the right, two on the left, and Antonio in shotgun. Do Petzl does. Ball hiked. Looking downfield, throws it. Nice little route caught by Mason. He's going to cut it upfield. He toe taps, stays in bounds. Can he outrun the angle? He does. That's a touchdown. Wow. Forget four minutes off the clock. We're just going to score right away. That's what they say. They now lead 60-34. 6 minutes and 50 seconds left. And with that, they now lead 54-24. Wow, they now lead by 30 points. Let's see if they can get the two-point conversion here. All right, they're lining up. It looks like Will Cross is wide receiver on the right side. And we have Seabury in backfield. Number 15 is the running back, and that is Nate Nichols. Ball hiked, handed off to Nate Nichols. He goes forward. It's a fumble, and that's going to be a no good two-point conversion. So 54 to 24. All righty. What a half by the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles. We went into halftime 28 to 24. And it has been all Eagles all night with their passing game. Explosive play after explosive play after explosive play. The Buccaneers have had zero answer for the three wide receiver set for the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles. All right. The game is getting a little bit out of reach. Doesn't mean you don't play soft. You play at Buccaneers. They're at home. They're in front of their home crowd. They want to give them a reason to cheer for. They want to play hard. This is the perfect time to get reps, try plays, and score some touchdowns. So I fully expect to see a Buccaneers squad playing their hearts out the last 7 minutes of this game. Norson with the kick. end over end. It's going deep, deep, deep. It's recovered at the 25 off the kick, and we have one juke, and he's able to dive forward to about the 40-yard line. Good return by, I believe, Zachary. And with that, just looking at the official time, 6 minutes and 44 seconds remain in this game. The Eagles lead 54-24. All right, Buccaneers, see what you got. You know, you're down 30 points, 6 minutes and 44 seconds. Game's pretty out of reach. This is the best time to start doing some plays you were doing in practice that you haven't done yet. The best practice is against an opponent that's trying to get you to absolutely not do it. I would love to see some really cool creative plays here. Buccaneers got the talent to do it, too. Aiden in the backfield, motion, ball hike, keeps it, up the field. One dodge tackle, two dodge tackle, and then he's tackled 6 yards down the field, second down, and about 5. All righty. And they're now at their own 46-yard line. All right. Quick substitution as Buccaneers sending out number 21 once again. Ooh, 21's been playing mostly quarterback today. He's done a good job. That would be Nicholas. How do you pronounce number 21's last name? Nicola. All right. Nicholas Nicola. All right. Ball hiked. He's carrying up the field. He's dragging defenders with him. Man, Aiden's doing a great job. I mean, just carrying defenders all night tonight. Now we're at 3rd and 1 after another 4-yard carry. He has now crossed the 50-yard line and are in Eagle territory. Oh, indeed. All right. Here comes the offense for the Buccaneers. They're in their base package, 2 tailbacks. Ball's going to be handed off to Zachary, who very easily pushes the pile forward for a first down and 6 yards. Zach doing a great job tonight. And that's first down. All right, so they're now at the Eagles' 44-yard line. Yeah. 1st and 10. 5 minutes now remain in this game. Eagles lead 54-24. All right. Base package again. Ball is hiked. It's handed off. And he's just pushing through. Another first down, 12-yard gain for Aiden. And we have a couple guys kind of hurt on that play. Oh, no, not. Never mind. That's a good way to put that. He lost a shoe, and that is dubbed as losing a tire. There you go. I like that. All right. Once he gets the shoe back on, he'll tie that up, and we'll be good.
There's the ball up to the 33-yard line. 1st and 10.
That is a good run by Aiden there. And he was able, after that, what was the 12-yard rush? So 1st down, 10 yards at the 33-yard line of the Eagles. They trail by 30, the Buccaneers do. They're going to try to chip away at that lead here tonight. All righty, here we go. No receivers, no backfield. It's just a quarterback back there. Hike, Aiden's going to keep it. It's just a flick back to number 21. It was an option play. Risky, but positive yards. Another 3-yard gain. Here we go, 2nd and 7 now at the 30-yard line. Good job by number 21 to get the pitch off. Those are always so, you kind of get my blood pressure up because you have to kind of pitch it while you're getting tackled. And he did a good job of catching that and carrying it forward in traffic for 3 yards. Good job by Nicholas. All righty. 2nd and 7. It's just 8 in the backfield, 1 wide receiver all the way on the left. In motion, hand it off to Zachary, who carries it up. He does not get very many yards, just a couple. And end around kind of gets them about another yard or two. So third and five, what we're looking at, as the timer continues to drop, 3 minutes and 18 seconds remain in this game. Schwamm again lead by 30, 54-24. Not going to lie, Schwamm and Screaming Eagles kind of got mollywopped last week against Rib Lake, so this is a nice bounce-back game for them. All right. Buccaneers set. Hike. Handoff to Aiden, who gets space. Oh, good job by the Eagles. Oh, another fumble. No, he gets it back. Okay. Oof. Aiden is able to just pump his legs forward for another first down right at the 20-yard line, first and 10. Substitutions going off. Here we go. All right, here we go. Aiden's in the backfield and shotgun, only one to receive the snap. All seven on the line. Ball hiked. Hand off to Zachary, who's taken down in the backfield. As number 11 is able to blow up another play. That's Jaden, who's had his number in this second half. Nice job by Jaden to get back there, slow him down, bring him down for a tackle for loss. 2 minutes and 10 seconds remain in this game. Eagles lead 54-24. Buccaneers with the ball, second and 11 at the, what, Eagles 21. All right, ball hiked. Hand off to Aiden, who's just rushing forward. Gets another 5-6 yards. And number 76 seems to be down with, nope, he's good. He's good. He is limping, but he bounced right back up. It looks like he just took a helmet to the leg. We're good. Okay. He literally waved off. He's like, I'm good. Love the toughness of offensive line. That's where football is, in the trenches. Ball hiked. Hand off Aiden, up the middle. They're trying to rip the ball out of his hands, but I suggest they tackle him first. There we go. But not before getting a Buccaneer first down. That's going to be first and goal for the Buccaneers. Nice running by Aiden. 1 minute and 13 seconds remains in this game. We have a timeout called by the Buccaneers. I imagine that might be one of the last ones called tonight. Well, we're going to go to a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll finish off this game. Eagles lead 54-24 here in Prentice. Don't go anywhere.
Attention deer hunters. Bader Sports Center in Phillips is your go-to shop for everything you need to bring that buck in this fall. They've got products from Wildlife Research that will help eliminate human scent from your clothing and your equipment, including laundry detergents, dryer sheets, soaps, deodorants, shampoos, and even field wipes. Get that big buck in just a little closer with lures and scents from Black Widow, Hodag Lures, and Wildlife Research. A successful hunt begins with a stop at Bader Sports Center on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Your team at Woodruff Appliance and TV has experienced, knowledgeable professionals that will help you choose the best appliances, furniture, mattresses, and electronics. That sets them high above the competition for any budget. And they're an authorized dealer for great brands like Amana, KitchenAid, Bosch, GE, Whirlpool, and LG. Choose the best today from a company that is locally family-owned and has been around since 1939. Woodruff Appliance and TV, Highway 47 in Woodruff.
Welcome back here on 103.1 Trail Mix. Schwamm and Screaming Eagles lead 54-24. Buccaneers are driving to lessen that lead a little bit less, but there's less than a minute left in this game. It's second and goal. Ball hiked, tush push, pushing forward. I see the pile fall. Where are they going to mark it? Just short of the goal line. What a play by the Eagles to keep that one out of the end zone. We have 30 seconds left in this game. They are so close. They're going to call another timeout, but we're not going to do a commercial this time. There's 25 seconds left in this game. They're just lining up here. The Buccaneers want to leave on a high note tonight by getting a touchdown here. They are like, I'm looking at that ball. I don't know how that's not touching the end zone. That is how close it is. Man, Buccaneers looking to get one more play in to try to punch this ball into the end zone to get this score looking a little less than what it is. Eagles lead. If you're just joining us, there's 25 seconds left in this game. You missed a good one, which I remind you, you can go back and listen to on the Civic Media app. After this, this will all be uploaded online. You go back and listen to this game and try to find all the spots where we had big 80-yard touchdowns and a big kick return as well. So I would definitely encourage you to go back and listen if you're an Eagles fan later once it is uploaded. But either way, timeout over. Buccaneers are all getting lined up. It is goal line defense, goal line offense. Here we go. Ball has an inch to travel. It's hiked. It's handed off. It's a touchdown. Buccaneers, Aiden Hawks.
Touchdown!
There we go. And with that, the Buccaneers have moved their score. They've been able to finally score this second half. They at one point took the lead 24-22. And since then, the Eagles had driven the score all the way up to 54 points. And then the Buccaneers finally were able to score with 23 seconds left in the game. And now the score is 54-30. And here comes the two-point conversion. Okay, lining up. These short yard gains, I mean, they've converted on all of their two-point conversions. Ball is hiked. It's handed off to Zachary. Push, 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 push. And no good. The Eagles get to get their one stop here. And that score remains 54-30. And I imagine that is exactly where it would stay. 54-30 with 23 seconds left in this game. All right, they'll kick off the ball here, and the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles will do their best to recover the ball and take us out for the night. Okay. Nice job by the Prentice. See, Prentice, they could do that all night. They just had too many fumbles that just killed drives. And then a couple turnover on downs. One was from a different fumble that they themselves recovered, and one of their turnover on downs came from just penalties. So it really just came down to the Eagles. I know we're talking explosive plays, but at the end of the day, if Prentice didn't make those mistakes, they would have been able to score touchdowns as well. So mistakes really just defined this game. The Eagles were able to capitalize. They had a couple fumble recoveries. I think it was a total of four turnovers. And, man, just big, big, big. It's really tough to win football games when you lose the turnover battle. All right, here's the kick. End over end. It's going to be muffed by Will, who's going to go pick up the ball, letting that clock run. He'll probably just hit the dirt here in a second, running around, and he's going to get tackled out of bounds. It's going to be around the, 13, 14-yard line. So 12 seconds remain. And we'll see what this last play is going to look like for the Eagle. Most likely, we will see victory formation here in a moment. 12 seconds left. They're changing out the balls. They're getting it rolling, getting the huddle going. Here we go. And I'm seeing victory formation for the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles. So here we go. Ball hiked, ball kneeled. And with that, the timer will roll down. We have ourselves 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And that is the ball game. The Shawamigan Screaming Eagles march into Prentice on their field and take the victory home with them as they lead this game 54-30. Great game by the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles. The first half was electric, and it was close. It was 28-24, but it was all Screaming Eagles in the second half as they completely dominated, pushing the score once again to 54-30. What a game. What a cast. It was a lot of fun. I'd like to thank the people in the booth here with me, as they were great sport and they were helping me out too with names, and I was very thankful for that. Great fans today, great traveling crowd, great sportsmanship. I'm loving what the Eagles, they're coming up to the player that got hurt in the first half, and they're coming up and saying good game to him too. This is the stuff that makes sports so important. You get out there, you compete, but at the end of the day, we all play the same game. We all love the same game. And I'm happy the Eagles did that, but I want to shout out Prentice Buccaneers. They were stellar today in their sportsmanship as well. They played hard and couldn't be more proud of what the boys did out here on the field today. So Thank you once again for listening. This is 103.1 Trail Mix. I'm Stephen Jetlin, ready to sign out for the game here today. Once again, the Swamming and Screaming Eagles, we're in Prentice playing the Buccaneers, and the Eagles win 54-30. And with that, I'll leave you with a wonderful good night. For everyone traveling, stay safe, and I'll see you in the next game.
Thank you for listening to WIAA High School Sports on your Civic Media radio station. Brought to you by Heckman Auction, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Industrial Air Products, LPK Dental, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Phillips Lumber and Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Jeff Haken and Roofing, by Medford Motors, and by Bader's Sports Center.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a few showers and storms around, and lows upper 50s to 60. Some patchy fog to start tomorrow, then a partly sunny sky. Highs in the upper 70s. Highs pretty close to 80 and mostly sunny on Sunday. It's 65 right now.
I didn't mean to turn you on. right mix for Park Falls and Phillips. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Yeah. connect with us? Download the Civic Media app and text the studio. Download the free Civic Media app today.
Smell of you in every single dream I dream. I knew when we collided.
The right mix for Park Falls and Phillips. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
I'm not afraid to